For the past 6 years, Reba Mason has been going through treatment for breast cancer. Now her cancer has spread, and she doesn't expect to beat it. But she's found a purpose in her life helping women get screened for breast cancer.
Reba is a really memorable person. She's a proud Texan, and she wears a bright pink scarf on her head, and she drives around in a truck that's painted hot pink for breast cancer awareness. And when she came into the studio, I talked to her about her ongoing battle with breast cancer and the work she does now.
I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, born and raised, and I have been everything from an on-air radio personality, a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader for 4 seasons, a world champion team roper and barrel racer.
Then in 2011, you were diagnosed with cancer for the first time, is that right?
Yes. I was getting 6-month mammograms. Now, everybody in my family got, if they got breast cancer, they got it between the ages 40 and 50.
Okay.
And I was nearly approaching 50, and I was like, yay, I'm going to celebrate from having it twice a year to once a year. And I always did it the last week of September, so I would get my results on October 1st, which is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And on October 1st, 2011, my doctor called and said, you need to come in, we need to talk. I had breast cancer, but he seemed really optimistic. Because I had had a 2D mammogram, and it only showed one little spot. Now, for me, it was automatically, because of the family history, it was automatically recommended a double mastectomy. If I had chosen to go the other way, I wouldn't be here today. When they got in there, I had breast cancer in about 23 areas, and it was almost attached to my chest wall.
So this was much, much more severe than the mammogram showed.
Yes, much more severe. That is why I am such an advocate for what I do now and what I provide now. Unfortunately, my cancer has spread to other areas. And I was given 2 to 4 years to live on September 6, 2014. 3 weeks earlier, I had heard about this amazing new mammogram. If they saw something suspicious, they could automatically go in and look and see. And it was detecting breast cancer between a year to 18 months sooner than a traditional 2D mammogram. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what I was going to do at the time. And I got to thinking, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to find out what I'm going to do. And then on September the 6th, when I got my diagnosis, got my mind to wheel in that night. There's not much I can do for me right now, but I don't want any other woman to go through that.
Right. And so now that's the work that you do, and you started this foundation.
I was the marketing director at a local Texas Roadhouse restaurant, and I asked my manager, can I turn the restaurant pink for the month of October? Much to his dismay, he said yes. We made a huge impact that first month. So what I decided, I found out at the time, it cost $111 for a woman without insurance to go to Banner Lakes Imaging, and they automatically do a 3D digital mammogram on them. Well, I'm like sitting there thinking, okay, if I don't have insurance, more than likely, I don't have $111 to get myself tested. And I thought, well, if we could raise $3,000 the month of October at Texas Roadhouse, I could change 25 women's lives. Little did I realize that 2 years later, we'd be at nearly $100,000. And so far, over 100 women have used, we call it the Pink Roadhouse Mammo Fund.
How did these women find you to benefit from this?
Most of it is through word of mouth, speaking engagements I do, doctor's offices that I visit. You know, I've had everybody from, you know, just a woman battling breast cancer donate $100 to major corporations donating $10,000. So it's such a passion to my heart. And battling stage 4 cancer, I have really, really bad days. But every day, this gives me a reason to get up, because I do stay in contact with all the women that I help. I'm there with them. My phone will ring at 3:00 in the morning, and that's normally the time when you're alone and you're having a bad night. You want to talk to somebody. So I try to prepare them for their journey,
Do you think building that community is essential in surviving this and in pushing through it?
For me, it is. I know my cancer is not going away. It eventually took my mom's life after 18 years, but I watched her become from a volunteer to a paid position at the cancer center where she was receiving treatment. And she would always tell people, I don't have a terminal illness. I have a chronic illness that can be managed with treatment and with faith. And I saw how much hope and strength she brought to other women going through this battle. And that's what I want to do. And doing this Reba's Vision, it gives me strength every day to get up and to push through my pain and what I'm going through and help.
All right, Reba Mason of Reba's Vision, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
You're welcome.
And thanks to the show's Lauren Gilger.
Thank you.